your way, eat the fat, drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing, for this day is holy. But he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you have joy? Nehemiah name means Yahweh comfort. God raised Nehemiah up not only to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, but to restore the hope of a weary people. They were not strangers to God. They were covenant people who had survived exile, captivity, and disappointment. But the wall was damaged and torn down, and Nehemiah took on the task, the assignment, to rebuild, to protect God's people. The people, their confidence was shattered, their identity was shaken. But God sent Nehemiah to remind them of a few things. He said, joy is not gone. Joy is not dead. Joy is not lost. Because joy is your strength. But their spirit, even though they were returned from exile, their spirits were broken. In Nehemiah 1:5, he prayed a heartbroken yet hopeful prayer. He confessed the sins of the people, but never lost sight of God, who kept covenant and steadfast love. Now in chapter 8, the people had finally come home from exile. Nehemiah was going to rebuild the wall, but he needed to restore not just the city, but he needed God to restore their souls. But you have to understand why they were in exile, why Nehemiah prayed. They were in exile because of disobedience. So Ezra, the priest, the teacher, came on the scene. He said, listen, I'm going to share with you what God has given Moses to share with you initially. In other words, God loved them enough as he brought them out of exile, as he brought them out of bondage for disobedience. He wanted to make sure that they understood the law, the rule, the guidance, so they won't repeat what they did previously. So Ezra opened the book of the law and he read God's word aloud. He stood there for hours. He explained and he read and he explained. And then the people lift their hands in worship. But something happened that he really didn't expect. They began to weep. Not because the word was destroying their soul or their confidence. But they began to weep because the word revealed their failures. It confronted their past. It reminded them of how they were disobedient to the God that delivered them from bondage previously. They remembered how they had fallen. I can only imagine they cried out like David, Lord, it's you that I sinned against. But in a moment of grief, Nehemiah, who was sent to encourage and restore, declared, this day is holy. The day of the Lord your God. No need to weep or mourn. Do not grieve. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Sometimes we have to remind each other that joy is our strength. Joy, one of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. But then I had to wonder as I read, I said, what kind of joy? Because I've learned this, I've heard this. The joy of the Lord is my strength. joy when you're broken? How can you have joy in a world where everything seems to be turned and turning? When right seems to be wrong and wrong seems to be right? How can I, Lord, have joy? Webster says the definition of joy is a feeling of intense happiness. But when life happens, when life seems to be falling apart, when the bills are due, when the enemy is for even the more, and your heart is heavy, there's nothing intensely happy about that. But the joy that Nehemiah was talking about is not emotional joy. This joy is divine assurance. It is not rooted in circumstances. It's rooted in covenant. It's not based on feelings. It's based on who God is. Because you know our feelings can be one way this second and another the next second. It's not to rejoice on what life is going, what's going on in life right now. It's the anchor when life goes wrong. It's all about Jesus, my God. It's all about Jesus, my people. So let me ask you again, do you have joy? Do you have works of joy? Or do you have the joy that Nehemiah is talking about? But before you answer, let me explain something to you. Joy is a power that flows from knowing God. So if you know God, you should have joy. Joy is not absent of trouble. It is in the presence of God in the midst of it. In other words, the soul may come, but regardless of what it may look like out of the natural life, if you know Jesus the Christ, you should have joy. Joy is a power that flows from knowing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But have the assurance that His word is true. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm always with you, even until the end of earth. Joy. Joy is for us through the faith, shaping through struggles, and sustained by His Spirit. Because if you never go through anything, how would you know that He's able to keep you and give you that joy in the midst of the storm? Joy is my strength. Joy produces action. Nehemiah didn't tell him to go, just go and feel better. No, no, no. He told him to live better. Ezra gave them the word of the Lord so they could know how to live according to God's guidance and direction. He said, go and live better. Go eat. Go drink and be merry. But now he said, make sure you take care of those who don't have. Don't be selfish. In other words, celebrate, but don't forget to serve. Rejoice, but don't forget to share. Joy doesn't move you towards, if joy doesn't move you towards community, it's selfishness. Our mission is to go beyond these walls into Rock Hill, New York, and let the people know that God is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Serving. We have two invitations to serve this month. I wonder how many calls I will get to say, hey, Pastor, I'm available. It doesn't cost us anything to serve, but we gain a whole lot when we are obedient to the word of the Lord. If I've got strength, I'm going to lift up somebody else. That's what real joy is about. And I was writing, and I was thinking about this. I thought about my brother that goes to the men's shelter once, sometimes twice a month, to help the displaced, to give them a word of courage, to make sure they have a meal and clean clothes on their body. What's an hour out of 24 to serve somebody else? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is that your testimony today? Despite what we're doing in the world, despite the layoff, despite the high cost of food, no matter what happens, because I trust, I still have joy. And because I have joy, I have the strength to go from day to day to day. Because I know He's walking with me. He's carrying me. Even in my moment of distress, I can smile. Because I know Jesus is still in charge. It may look like man is in control, but my Bible tells me that He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That means He's in charge of it all. So when storm rise, joy should be your strength. When critics speak, joy should be your strength. When fear whispers in your ear, joy should be your strength. And when the past tries to haunt you, joy should be your strength. We do not stand in our own power. We do not live by our own might. But we're held together by God's joy. And we should have glory. We should be able to praise Him. We should get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank You. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. No matter what I will face on today. Because You're carrying me. You're walking with me. I have the joy. That unspeakable joy. That joy that I just can't even understand. And people may look at you and say, why are you smiling? Because they know what's going on in your life. In your house, your answer should be, because I know a man, and his name is Jesus Christ, the one that died on Calvary cross for you and I, that I may live a life full of abundance, the one that bore the sins, the shed blood, that bore the stripes that I may be healed, and walk in freedom. I know Jesus, the counselor, the way maker, the provider. Jesus, my strength. And if you believe it, I challenge you just to lift your voice and declare to the Spirit within you, believe that joy is my strength. Joy is my strength. My strength is joy. Because I'm connected to Jesus the Christ. All powerful and all knowing. Joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's what Nehemiah was trying to tell people. Don't think about what you did yesterday. But go forth. Repent. Reconnect. Celebrate. Jesus the Christ, serve that God may be glorified in all of you.
Amen.
In Jesus.